setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed and it means you must do it. None of this has changed. I understand there's a ton of uncertainty, but even if you get laid off or furloughed, I'm telling you, none of those words that I open the show with change at all. And so we are going to continue to be here live every day coming to you. And we are excited about the opportunities before us. And none of this changes. We're still excited because we know that there is a way for you to get clear so that you can get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, to give yourself away. Those are the seven stages to living the dream. So let's get about it, shall we? Big news coming up next segment. Stay tuned for that. And special deal and all kinds of good stuff and more people getting clear. So let's go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We go to Minneapolis where Daniel's on the line. Daniel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. How can I help?
So I want to know how I can work my contacts when we can't meet face-to-face.
Okay, Daniel, hold on. Hold on one second. Yep. Sorry to interrupt, but I need you to move your phone a little bit, and let's see if we can hear you. It feels very muffled.
Can you hear me better now?
Much better. If you can hold it right there, we will all enjoy the call better. All right, what's going on?
All right, thank you.
Sure.
So my question is, how can I work my contacts when we can't meet face-to-face? I'm going to be laid off on Monday.
Okay. All right.
And I'm a little scared.
I get it. Well, first of all, let me say this. I'm sorry that that's happening to you, but I can tell you, my friend, that that is going to be a temporary situation for you. And so what we've got to do now is we focus on hustling, and you're already doing that by calling me. So here's what you do. Just because social distancing is in place does not mean that you can't reach out to people. Okay? So it's pretty simple. You're on the phone with people. You're doing video chats, FaceTime, whatever. You're sending out emails, and you're doing that to say, hey, here's the situation. I have been notified that I'm being laid off on Monday. And so I've got to keep working. And I know there are certain industries that are hiring. I've done my homework, and I'm going to tell you what those are. I'm actually going to show you. But I want you to be telling those people, look, I'm willing to do anything. My pride is not an issue. I just got to take care of my basics right now until this thing gets figured out. We've got the stimulus package, which is being voted on, I think, today. It made it through the Senate. It's got to make it through the House. Then the president will sign it. I've seen all the details. Don't know how it's going to affect your company. But here's the deal. Social distancing is not keeping you from connecting. That's what you asked me. How do I connect while social distancing? And you connect the same way that you would before, except you're not having coffee and lunch right now. But other than that, you're still touching your web of connections, and I want to give you a couple things. Number one, right now, you're getting out a piece of paper and a pencil, and you're writing down three columns of connections. Number one, my family. Number two, my close friends. And number three, my acquaintances. This is everybody from social media, people who may comment on a post or something, to a college friend, to somebody that you see every once in a while at your kids' soccer games. These are people that, if you see them in public, they'd smile, they'd stop and talk to you. That's acquaintances. And so right now you're hitting all of them. You're going, hey, here's my situation. Number two, I want you to go to my Instagram page, at Ken Coleman, and I want you to get online if you're not on the app. And I want you to just look at all the different major companies that are hiring right now. I also want you to then look at the different industries that those companies represent. And there are a ton of hourly positions and part-time positions that are available. And Daniel, listen, I'm jumping right into one of those. I'm not going to wait a week. They're a part-time position anyway. I reserve the right to change jobs anytime I want to. And so right now you're going, I got four walls. This is what Dave Ramsey teaches here at Ramsey Solutions, right? We're talking about your housing, that's your mortgage, your rent. We're talking about food. We're talking about utilities, and we're talking about transportation. And right now, that's it. That's all you are focused on. And so you may be taking a pay cut, but let's just say if we were to just tighten everything down to those four walls, that's what we have to focus on now. This is a temporary deal. You're going to pivot to priorities, and we're not going to focus on that purpose, that dream job right now. That hasn't gone anywhere. That doesn't disappear right now. But what we got to do is handle the priorities. And so that's what I want you to do. 844-747-2577. David joins us next in Shalimar, Florida. David, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream still, David. What's happening?
Awesome. Well, I have been in security management since I was 19 years old. I love doing it. I'm really good at it. I'm currently a security director for a group of condos in Destin, Florida. But here's the thing. I don't feel really fulfilled with just staying in one property or in one little job long term. What I like to do is I like to fix a security team or improve the facility security and then move on to the next challenge. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I'm really, really good at is teaching, and I love teaching self-defense. Mm-hmm. I'm currently working towards my bachelor's degree in security management, but I just question whether or not I'm going to be able to find a job or career that's really fulfilling in the long term doing that, and I'm just kind of wondering what your thoughts are.
Well, I think that you are experiencing way too much doubt, and so I'm going to push your doubt around a little bit, all right?
All right, sure.
Number one, you're really clear. You are so clear on what you want to do and why you want to do it. So what you really love is coming in and fixing a security team, getting them stable, and then for you, that's the challenge. And so you lose the juice once you get them operating really well, okay? So
that's
I'm
right.
looking
yeah, that's about a year.
That's right, but I'm looking at a couple of things here. If you are moving from company to company and you've got this brand and this reputation, which by the way, I think you do, and all you got to do is communicate this to potential employers, that you're the turnaround guy. And you need to explain to them why you're the turnaround guy and how it behooves them to bring you in. Either as a guy who comes in, and you don't tell them you're going to leave in a year, but you say, look, I'm going to turn this thing around. That's what I'm good at. I'm going to get you in a better place. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so with that could come a better compensation package because of your ability to be the turnaround guy. All right? Number two, I wonder if there aren't companies that are consulting companies for this very type of thing. They come in and help a company get security installed or get it up and going. I wonder if you're not a guy who does that. And if there's not a company that... Yes, absolutely. Let me tell you about the third possibility that I'm actually more excited about. What if you stay in your day job, okay, and you're just doing security, you're in a good situation down there, and you launch a consultancy on the side?
Wow, that's a great idea.
I think it is. That's why I was excited about it. Because think about this. You are really transferring your knowledge and experience. That's what you're doing.
Yes.
And then I got one final piece of good news for you. Do the self-defense stuff as well. Maybe teach a couple classes on the weekends. Start doing lessons in that area. Now you're doing everything that you love. And I think you'll get to a point eventually where you are going to be self-employed doing the very thing you want to do, consulting. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, folks, we are all created to fill a unique role. That means that you are needed, and it means that you must do it. I know that trying to land that dream job is not easy because I've been there. It's intimidating. It's scary. There's a lot of doubt, but I can tell you it was worth it because there's nothing like the joy that comes from doing work that you know you were put on this earth to do. So if you're ready to get there too, I want you to go to kencoleman.com. There, you're going to find three free resources, all designed to give you confidence and make your job search very effective. The Get Hired Guides include the Resume Guide, the Interview Guide, and the Interview Follow-Up Guide. The Resume Guide is going to help you fix your resume, flip it. It's going to look like nobody else's resume, and that's going to help you get noticed and land the interview. The Interview Guide walks you through the five strategies that will help you stand out in the process. And finally, the Interview Follow-Up Guide gives you a timeline and exactly what to do to follow up to continue to stand out post-interview. You can get all three guides free at kencoleman.com. Go to kencoleman.com and get hired. Welcome back, America. The Ken Coleman Show is your lighthouse in a sea of uncertainty, shining the light of hope. Because hope comes when we are clear. And when we are clear, we are confident. And when we are confident, we will have courage. But absence of clarity and absence of confidence, you cannot be courageous. It just will not happen. So whatever your question is, it doesn't even have to be related to your dream job. If you're just scared right now, if you're just full of doubt, I'm here for you. One phone call is all it takes. 844-747-2577. I will loan you interest-free. You don't even have to repay it. I've got absurd amounts of belief right now. And so I'll give it to whoever needs it. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 to Las Vegas we go. Doug joins us there. Doug, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. I've got a question about your proximity principle.
All right.
I'm a retired Air Force NCO. For 11 years, I've been a defense contractor, so I'm clear to go behind closed doors to do work behind closed doors. And contracts come and go, so I lost our contract this last fall. So I've really been unemployed since January of this year. And I don't have the access now to get to the right people in the right place. So how does that proximity principle work for somebody who doesn't have access to, as freely as somebody else might have?
I think that's the better question. I don't think that you don't have access. I think you were incorrect. I'm going to push you on that. At least prove me wrong that you don't have access to at least people who have access. I think what it is it's gotten more difficult now that you're out of the game, because you were behind closed doors before when you were in that biz. And now that the contract is up, you're not behind closed doors, and it's making you be very doubtful that you can make a connection. Is that more correct? Am I right or am I wrong?
It's more correct, but the challenge still is there with those people actually still working behind those doors to see them or find them very often.
Well,
outside those doors is
okay.
The challenge.
All right, I get it. Listen, just because I wrote the proximity principle doesn't mean that it's just this magic wand. I go get around somebody, or I try to get around somebody, and all of a sudden, poof, great things happen. This is a hustle game. All right. And I like to use the analogy of turning over rocks. I got to keep turning over rocks, and I'm looking and I'm looking, and I might have to turn over 18 rocks. I might only turn over two, but it is the effort and the process. So let's just dive in here for a second. So you were in the business, I wrote down 11 years as a defense contractor with security clearance. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Let's just for fun. How many people do you think you know that are behind the wall, using your phrasing, that you know over the course of 11 years? How many people? Ballpark.
I'm sure it's in the hundreds.
Okay, I think so too. All right, so let's just say it's 200 for easy math. How many of those people do you still have an email or a phone number or some type of way of reaching them?
That number's probably below 50 without doing a lot of research.
Okay, there you go. You just got yourself in trouble, Doug. But I'd rather you get yourself in trouble than me paint you in a corner. You said only about 50 without doing some research. Can you do the research and find a way to connect to those 200 people that you've known for somewhere around a decade or so?
Probably some of them, but not all of them.
I didn't say all of them. So let me ask you the question again. Can you do the research and find more contacts? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. That's how you do it. This is the proximity principle. These people are behind the wall. These people know you, correct?
Correct.
And would we say confidently that 90% would say good things about you, Doug?
Confidently, yeah, about 90%.
Yeah, that's pretty darn good. Doug, why are you calling me right now? You got work to do.
I've been working since January. I've applied to 200 different positions.
Oh, wait a second.
Not all behind closed doors.
I get it, but here's the deal. I'm not saying how many. Now I'm going to pivot on this. This is not about applying and we say, well, Ken, I've applied. That's an activity, but is it the right activity? So if you're not reaching out to these people and these people aren't endorsing you, because you talked about my book, and when the way I write it in the book is crystal clear, there's no gray area with the proximity principle. It's I've got to get those people to vouch for me and say, Doug is a rock star. I work with Doug for 7 years in this thing, blah, 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 blah. And Doug is now a free agent. And I think Doug would be a good fit. And those people are recommending you to the hiring manager. It's not just Doug submitting applications and Doug submitting resumes. And Doug, if you're not using the Ken Coleman Show resume, you need to, because it's free at kencoleman.com. I walk you through how to do it, why we do it that way, and now we have an actual template that you can plug your information in. And Doug, I've said it 100 times, I'll say it another time. Even with the Ken Coleman Show resume, your resume is worthless without a relationship. You're playing the lottery. Well, Ken, I applied to 50 companies. Who gives a crap? If you don't have somebody in that building walking your resume in or emailing the resume saying, hey, I know Doug personally, or I know Doug through this person, I think Doug's a good candidate. If that's not happening, folks, listen to me. You're playing the lottery, and your resume is just in a big, giant digital stack. So, Doug, I want to encourage you. Activity's good, but the right activity is better. And you have got to take that list from 50 people to at least 100 people. And you said it, not me. It's research. It's getting after it. That activity is better than you sending out 50 resumes today. You will get more through 50 contacts of real people that you know than you ever would with 50 resumes. I promise. Let's go to Bridget next in Gainesville, Georgia. Bridget, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Ken. I have a question. I've been in banking since I was 15 years old, and I'm almost 50. Been laid off twice. The last one, I finally went into an accounting position. It was pretty much the first job that I could find, taking a $30,000 a year pay cut. Mm-hmm. But it's never been my dream. Okay. Never been happy going to work, and especially not happy in this position. I've been encouraged to go back to school, but financially, we can't afford for me to go back to school, because I would love to get into teaching or helping people. That's my desire, especially with special needs.
Ah, good. So what do you need to make? What do you need to make? What would be a good number?
At least 50.
Okay.
And at least 50.
Okay. I'm just curious, are there other ways to help families or adults or children that are classified as special needs that don't require a teaching degree?
That's what I really don't know. I looked at a mentorship, but they require you to live in the home.
Yeah.
At least 3 to 4 days a week.
Okay.
And it's a all male home, and yeah. I would be the only female, which I was not comfortable
doing.
No.
But see, that's just one option, which is not an option, right?
Right.
So there's two things that I would do if I were you. You've got to get really educated on the field. And so what's great is that you know the field you want to be in. You're really clear. Okay. You're clear on what you want to do. You need to get clear on where you can do it and how you can do it. And I think it is a false assumption, a natural one, but a false assumption that the only way you can do it is if you have a teaching degree. Now, the other thing I would challenge you on is, what if you saved up? What if you saved up the 3 or 4 years? Could you then afford to go do the teaching degree and then be able to teach special needs?
More than likely.
Of course. I know the answer.
I would be, mid-50s.
Doesn't matter. Wait a
education.
Second. Doesn't matter. They're not going to discriminate you because you're in your mid-50s. They've got a qualified lady who has a heart for the special needs community, and she's qualified and she's ready to go. You're not 90. You're acting like you're going to be this brittle old lady who can't get out of the car. That's not true. That's your own doubt. That's all made up in your head. Do you have kids, Bridget?
I do. 2 grown kids.
Yeah, but when are they little? Did they ever wake you up one night and tell you there was a monster under the bed?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You've created a monster that doesn't exist. At 50 okay. or mid-50s, you can teach. Go do it, Bridget. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Big news from the Ken Coleman Show and Ramsey Solutions. In a time of unprecedented uncertainty and anxiety, we are bringing a message of hope. A live stream event from our world headquarters here in Nashville, Tennessee. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, tomorrow night, Thursday, March the 26th. 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and it's going to be live streamed at DaveRamsey.com, DaveRamsey.com. It's free. Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, and myself are going to be together. We have been inundated with questions from all around the world, and we are going to address essentially the biggest questions, the biggest ones we're getting, the most we're getting, and it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. I can promise you this, you're going to walk away knowing something that you need to know, feeling much better, and you'll have something to do, something that you actually can do. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. If you'd like to be reminded about the event, you can text the word HOPE to 33789. 33789, text the word HOPE, and we will remind you. We know you got a lot going on, but tell your friends and family about this. Gather around the old computer, the iPhone, the tablet. You can actually get that. Oh, gosh, I just said iPhone. Well, those of you who don't have an iPhone, we'd like you to join us as well. And so we will, you can watch that wherever you like, and it's going to be a wonderful time. A message of hope, live stream from Ramsey Solutions, DaveRamsey.com, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, tomorrow night, March the 26th. See you there. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to New York City where Joe joins us. Joe, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
I am living the dream, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well, thanks. So I'm just calling. I got through the second and third interview, and now I'm on to the fourth, which is going to be a in-person interview as soon as this virus issue gets smoothed out and, right. and people get back to work. Are there any categorical questions or specific questions that I should be asking in that fourth interview to sort of solidify and hit a home run and actually get, you're hired?
Yeah. Well, I think it's more of I could give you some specifics, and I've actually got a great How to Win the Interview guide that's free at kencoleman.com, so you need to download that as soon as we're done. But I would start with, are there any big questions that you have not gotten answers to so far?
Well, probably I think one of the things that I'm thinking of is I'm looking at sort of maybe asking about the onboarding process and what that is all about, maybe, I don't know if that at some point do you talk, what are benefit packages in general? What are benefit packages like?
Yeah,
because
I
feel like the fourth interview.
Yeah, they should bring that up, though.
Right, exactly.
I wouldn't bring that up. That's not a question I'm a fan of. You know, let's wait until we, if they say, all right, this is great, and we make an offer to you, that's when you go, okay, what we haven't discussed so far is this, so I appreciate the offer. I'm excited about it, but that's when you would talk about that. I don't like bringing it up in an interview.
Gotcha.
The questions I want to see you ask are, again, things about culture, So that's a question like, hey, what's the team like that I might be joining? If I were to get this and I join this team, what's the team like? What's the culture of the team? How would you describe the culture in this building? Boy, that makes you sound really insightful. It makes you sound really mature. And by the way, you need the answer. Because if they're hemming and hawing, they can't answer that, that would concern me.
Sure.
So I like that question. I like the question of, describe for me a person who wins in this organization. What's that person like?
Same. I already asked that question in third interview.
There you go.
I got that one in the third interview.
There you go. So I'd ask the culture question if you haven't already.
Right, that definitely.
Yeah, and I would also, are there any questions about the position that are that have yet to be answered? Are you very clear on what a win looks like in this particular position? The measurables.
Good question there. As far as measurables, performance, key performance indicators.
That's it.
What are some of the things that I'm going to be evaluated on?
That's it.
And what are some of the expectations?
Yes, sir.
Out of that.
That right
and
there.
Then,
those two questions right there are going to make you look like a rock star, Joe. The culture question and the measurables. Like, how am I? What are my key responsibility areas? And then how am I measured on those? And then is there a ladder? You know. So hey.
Right.
I'm not talking promotion right now, but you know, one of the things I want to do is step into a place where if I bust it and I do a great job on these responsibilities and the measurables prove that, you know, what is the growth opportunity look like? I think those are some good questions going to make you look very prepared and very impressive.
All right, cool.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and anything else that you haven't gotten an answer to, that's the time. So appreciate the call, Joe. Hey, stay healthy there. You're going to get through it, man. I promise.
Oh, yeah. No, we're good. Thanks.
All right, buddy. See you. Love that. Joe from New York City. Hey, by the way, did you notice any panic in Joe's voice? Just be encouraged, folks. There's a guy that's in the middle of it, baby. Right? This is where all the bad news, well, not all of it, but a lot of it's coming from the United States. Love his spirit. 844-747-2577. Mike is up next in Atlanta. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yes, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm glad I ran across you guys on Sirius Radio. And the question that I have is, I'm an entrepreneur, and I pretty much spent all my adult life on the hamster wheel. You know, check to check and, you know, struggling with finances maintaining. So I say one of the things that I'm going to make sure it never happens that my kids don't go through the same struggles that I went through, don't make the same mistakes that I made to put myself in that position. So I have a son. He's a 17-year-old kid. He's a junior in high school. And one thing that's great about our state is that they allow kids to do dual enrollment so they can take college classes while they're in high school.
That's
so he's been doing that since ninth grade. He has 2 years of college finished already.
Wow.
And he's a junior. So in his senior year, now he can start focusing on some of the upper level classes. Now, the way I position him is to, when he walk out of high school, he'll be able to code in 4 or 5 different languages. And he'll be on track to get an MBA and a master's in computer science. But a lot of people tell me, you're not letting your son or encouraging your son to do what he loves, to follow his dreams, his passions, all that stuff that I did when I was young. And I say, well, you know, I'm trying to put him in position to be a value. You understand what I mean?
I do.
And when he gets to college and once he, you know, get in the workforce, I want him to be able to walk out and be able to make $100,000 out the door like this career offers. Mm-hmm. Now, once he becomes an adult, he may figure, hey, I don't want to do this or this ain't my life passion. But guess what? He'll have the skills and he'll have things that are value. Now he can go and do the things that he, you know,
does he even know
his passion to travel.
Does he even know what he wants to do? What would a dream job be for him at 17? Does he even know that?
Well, at 17, he's just focused on sports and, you know, being an athlete and, you know what I mean? But I'm
what's your question? So what's your question for me?
So my question is, my dichotomy is, am I wrong for kind of laying out a path for my son that I know will be very valuable instead of, you know, trying to find what is it that he's really, because when I was in high school, 17, I didn't have a freaking clue. And I know so many people go to college and they're not even working in their field. So am I wrong for positioning him in a very rewarding field?
No, but you're wrong for assuming that those are two separate initiatives. You just called the guy who teaches people to follow their heart and find out what it is that they were created to do. And your son has a unique role that he was created to fill in the workplace. It's not his entire identity, but it is a big part of his identity. So you are assuming that both of these things can't coexist. It's like, well, he's either got to go get the good job and then he can't follow it. First of all, I don't teach following your passion. I want you to identify what you do best, what you love to do most and what matters most. He's 17, so he doesn't have a lot of experience. It's hard for a 17-year-old to do that. I'd have him listen to the Ken Coleman Show. You need to listen. Keep listening. I appreciate the call. But listen to me walk through with adults every day how to get clear. Then you help him get clear as he's in college. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, bringing you calm clarity. This is where you need to be in the midst of the corona crisis, because this thing's going to cycle out. And when it does, some of you got kicked out of jobs you hated anyway. And now it's time to do what you really want to do. Take advantage of this time. That's why I'm here. Come on now. Let's look at the three indicators. What do you do best? What do you love to do most? Well, results matter most. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Kevin is up next in Nashua, New Hampshire. Kevin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I am living the dream, Kevin. How can I help?
I'm calling just because I got your number through a mutual friend, so I said I should give you a call. And basically, currently, I'm in a job that I've been in for about a year. Really, I thought it would kind of be my dream job, and I found out that I really don't like the industry. Really kind of disorganized, toxic work culture, kind of waking up not knowing what my job's tasks are every day. You know, everything's changing. I'm wearing multiple hats, so overall, I'm just not really enjoying it. I started looking for a new job before this COVID-19 virus hit. I almost had one, and then because of that, it got halted. Yeah. So I've been kind of thinking more and more about it, and I've had some people tell me that maybe because I've been there for such a short amount of time, I shouldn't consider leaving so long, like so quickly, because I do get paid really well, and I have a lot of good benefits. But I just don't know if it's really worth it to stick around if I'm not enjoying it.
Well, there's a couple things I want to ask. The first and the easiest question is, are you financially able to walk away today? Meaning, if you don't have something to walk into and you don't get hired in the middle of this thing, can you survive financially? You got some money stocked away?
I don't think I would, because I do have a wife that did get laid off due to this COVID-19 thing, so I'm the only one bringing it in.
Okay, so there's your answer. So you sit tight for right now. This thing isn't going to last. It's not going to last forever. So I don't want you to leave this job right now unless you have a job that's taking you right now. So we're not going to jump off a cliff. We're going to step from one boat to the next. All right, that's the first thing. I have a question. I wanted to let you finish when you started out, but it may have been the way you said it, or maybe I heard something. You said, I wrote down, does not like the industry. And then you went on to say, you said, I thought it was my dream job, but now it turns out I don't like the industry. But then you went on to say immediately, it's a toxic environment. I don't know what my job's going to be day in and day out. So I'm curious, is that the industry or is that the actual organization that's toxic and they don't have their act together?
It's a mix of both, I think, because every company that I've come across is almost exactly similar. Basically, I'm a superintendent, and most of the people in the I'm in construction.
Oh, okay.
Most of the people in my industry are, you know, they're all kind of like chaotic and crazy and stuff like that. So it's just
I mean, I
like construction. It's just this industry itself of construction, which is communication stuff. It's not really.
Oh, it's terrible.
Forte.
You know what it is? So, Kevin, I can tell you what it is, but I think this is important. So I'm not pushing back, but I want to challenge your thinking on something. And it turns out that I have some experience in this. So I worked for a mason. So I worked for a brick crew in college, and then I also worked. These are two different summers. I also worked for a framing. An actual contractor, a guy who built houses. And so I got to see the inner workings of how he, as the contractor, would deal with all the subs. And it is chaos.
Yep.
Because you got a bunch of men and women that are really good at fixing or building something, but they're awful at organization. across the board. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Yeah. Am I right?
Yes.
And then you got some, they do some things that, you know, like you think, oh, well, the crew's going to show up, and then, no, they didn't show up. Why not? Well, they got a DUI last night. Now, that's not everybody, but there's a lot of that in that industry, and it creates a lot of chaos. But I also can tell you that while all those things are true, there are some great builders and great subs who do have their act together and who do do a good job and who you can count on and you can win. And so I'm challenging you for a moment, because while you look for the next thing, so I've already answered your question. You need to stay put. But as you look to the next thing, I want to challenge you to find a really good construction company or a sub where you can step into a non-chaotic environment. And while there might be chaos from time to time, you're not dealing with that, because you love construction. And I don't think it's wise to just walk away yet. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us as we bring you clarity and confidence so that you have the courage to step out on the path to fulfilling your purpose and stay there, even when life throws the curveballs, the detours, the potholes, actually. We're here for you. 844-747-2577. Hey, fun announcement. If you are a teenager or have a teenager, or a grandparent of a teenager with questions about their future, their career path, living their purpose out in their work, we want to hear from you. We are working on a special project, and we want to be able to engage with those teenagers to answer their questions. If they've got a question, email it to ask@kencoleman.com. ask@kencoleman.com. So whether it's, I'm not sure if I should go to college, I've got a business idea, should I launch it now, what do I do, when do I do it, what are the best ways to do it, no questions are off limits. This is just for teenagers. All right, the rest of you parents, you can email us on a normal day, ask@kencoleman.com. You can call into the show. But for the teenagers, we want to gather these via email, and then we will be in touch with you. But we want to answer these. We've got a fun video project we're working on. So again, teenagers, you've got them. You are one. You know them. They've got career questions about the future. Anything is okay. Email ask@kencoleman.com, and we'll be in touch. Thank you so much. 844-747-2577. We go to Los Angeles, California, where Andrew joins us. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Yeah, so I'm looking to make a career transition into school counseling, and I actually found an online out-of-state degree that's very affordable, has reciprocity, seems like a really great fit that can get done in 12 months, but I'm currently working my debt snowball, and I'm hoping to have my undergrad loans paid off in the next 11 to 12 months, and so my question is, where can I find, I guess, grad school scholarship and grants to try and reduce that cost as much as possible?
Yeah, I'm going to actually give you a copy, because this is not my number one expertise area, but the good news is Ramsey Solutions is, and I'm going to give you a free copy of Anthony O'Neill's book, Debt-Free Degree, which will be a wonderful resource for you for grants and things of that nature, and so I'm going to give that to you. But what I also want to tell you is that even if you don't get the grants, the scholarships that you're looking for, you told me that you're going to be able to pay off your undergrad loans in 11 to 12 months. Is that right?
Yeah.
If you had that paid off, have you run the numbers on what it would take for you to cash flow your way through this?
I have. It would probably take about 3 to 4 months But the only thing is that my wife and I are also thinking about starting a family and some other things. And so we're already kind of making a rainy day fund for that kind of stuff too.
Well, but what I'm saying is this, I just want you to be thinking through, absolutely go for the grants. And then this book will give you a lot of great resources and you can do some research on your own as well. You know, looking up grants and scholarships for grad school. But my point is I want your mindset to not just be all the eggs in that basket. And I don't want you walking away going, well, my wife and I want to start a family and I only got this much scholarship. I only got this much grant and I've got to put all my money in the baby basket. And I just don't want you to have that mindset. I don't want you to wake up 10 years from now going, man, I could have done it if I would have found another way or if I'd have been more patient. So how old are you?
29.
Okay. Here's my point. I'm not telling you that you and your wife should press pause on starting a family. But what I am saying is as it stands right now, you two can't control whether or not you're going to get pregnant or not. You don't know what the timeline looks like, yes or no?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so here's my point. What if you all sat down and said, okay, how could we put our baby calendar and my grad school calendar together? And can we figure out a way to do this? And the answer is you can figure out a way. And if it only took you 3 or 4 months of saving, delaying starting the family 3 or 4 months is not that big of a sacrifice for you or your wife. The other issue is you may start trying to have the baby and you may not get pregnant for 6 months. Then you got 9 more months to save up the money. So I just want to challenge you that it's not an either or. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
And, but listen, this is a couple's conversation here. All right. This is why marriage is marriage. It ain't easy sometimes. You got to sit down and go, okay, here's where we are, and I want us to be on the same page. So I think this is a romantic dinner. Of course, you're in Los Angeles, so you can't go out, so that you're going to cook something really nice. You're going to put a candle on the table, right?
Of course.
And let's have a nice conversation and go, how can we do this at the same time? Because I'm going to try to get grants and scholarships, but for whatever I can't, I don't want to go into debt. But I think you're in great shape, Andrew. I really do. You're going to be able to do this. This is not going to be a 5-year delay. All right. So that's what I want you to be thinking through. What are all the different ways that I can get there? It's not a only one path. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Leanne in San Antonio, Texas. Leanne, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Leanne. What's up?
Okay, so in the last couple of years, my husband has taken some positions with me just twice a year.
Hold on. Leanne, you did something to that phone. It sounds like you were inside of a sock. Can you move that thing a little bit closer to your mouth and see if I can hear you?
Is that better?
That's wonderful. Okay. Start all over.
Okay, so in the last 2 years, my husband's job has moved us twice.
Okay.
And that's been unsettling for my career. So before the move, I was employed as an executive director for a medical ministry. And then before that, I was a teacher in a private school. And I'm semi-retired right now because I'm not sure that I want to go back to either one of those fields, especially if we're going to be moving often. And that looks like it may be the case. So I'd like to be self-employed, but I'm not sure how to do that with my current skill set.
Okay. Well, let's just forget all of the stuff you just told me. Literally put it out of your mind.
Okay. Right.
So forget that you might move, forget all the things. What would you do tomorrow if I told you, hey, Leanne, you're going to succeed in this and you're going to make the money you want to make? What would you do tomorrow? What would you do?
I'm not sure.
You have an idea.
I know what I enjoy doing.
Tell me that.
The things I enjoy. Okay, so my passions, I love public speaking.
Yeah.
I love helping others reach their highest and best selves.
Good.
Sharing wisdom either from my personal experience or scripture or what I've learned.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with people, educating people to think logically and critically in order to improve their lives.
Yeah.
I'm really big on public policy and personal responsibility.
Okay, let me tell you what I wrote down. Here's what you love to do, and I'm trying to do a one-word exercise because we don't have a lot of time, and number two, I want this to be super clear for you. The three things you mentioned were communicating, instructing, and guiding. That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you're waking up every day, Leanne, and you are communicating to instruct, to ultimately guide, to lift, you're going to have a great day, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So you're in a situation where your hubs is going to be moving every once in a while. So locking into a business may be difficult right now until you guys plant. Okay. However, I think you could start some type of potential tutoring or online teaching. You could try that. You just, because there's no risk there. There's not a lot of capital outlay, if any at all, there. The other thing is do you just get right back into a great private Christian school, because that's ministry plus teaching and guiding, and you do what you love right now until you can plant deeper roots. And so don't get hung up on career. Be focused on the job. And are you communicating and instructing and guiding? And if you're doing that, and you're doing it in the area that you want to be in, which is the people you most want to help, and you're doing that, I think you're going to be very fulfilled. But right now, you launching a business, that has some potential shortfalls there, because you may be moving soon. So I think it's about, what's the work that would make me come alive? And we just identified it. So where can you do that in San Antonio, Texas? And let's get out of semi-retirement. Well, that music means my time is almost up. But before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Alex Judd.
This is Alex Judd, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We're a community of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, committed to bringing you practical ways to grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you with your life and your business.
You can start your journey at entreeleadership.com/podcast. Or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.